Welcome back to Motherload Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Getting an update from representatives this weekend with the Tuolumne County Community Resources Agency, joined in studio by Quincy Yaley, who is the Assistant CRA Director for Development, and Brian Bell, who is the Principal Plans Examiner. Quincy Yaley, I'll pose the next question to you. A lot of people have been wondering about some of the roads that were damaged by recent storm events. You've got Freddie Road, Buchanan Road. What can you tell us just about the how those roads look like right now and kind of the planning to get those repaired?
Well, it seems since I've been at the county that we're sort of in a constant cycle of disaster recovery, whether we're recovering from a fire, a storm event that results in road damage and or other damage. And so it's been a battering ram of sort of natural disasters that our staff is trying to prioritize and deal with. The two you mentioned, Freddie Road, we have a hard closure on Freddie Road right now. Staff has been working feverishly to get the bids out for contractors to look at so they can submit their documentation. And I know the board is interested in awarding a contract as soon as possible, hopefully by the end of October, so that we can get work going on Freddie. The constraints of the funding that goes along with these road repairs really does impact how quickly our staff can get things done. And we're well aware that it is not as quick as the public would like it to be. But sometimes there are outside constraints that we have to work within. And for Buchanan, that was a slide that happened just recently with the most recent rains. It's pretty dramatic out there in terms of the material that's been dislodged. It is down to a one-way road with some traffic control there. Motorists are encouraged to use a route if possible. And our engineering manager and our director of public works, along with all of their fabulous engineers and staff, are trying to get a solution to the Buchanan road situation as quickly as possible so we can get that work started and fixed up. So it isn't, Buchanan Road is, maybe not a lot of people in Tuolumne County do travel it, but it is a major road within the Forest Service system and does access a lot of backcountry as well as some commercial land back there.
Freddie Road, I haven't been on that road since the storm hit. Exactly, was the road kind of washed out in a certain stretch?
Kind of washed out is an understatement. There's a major ravine running through Freddie Road, very deep, very wide. And so, it was not the kind of thing that, we could put a culvert down in and just pave over quickly. It's not the kind of thing we can put a temporary bridge over due to the instability of the surrounding slopes. It needs to be fixed correctly. And it has resulted in a short term, but it feels long for the residents, I'm sure, of a detour through Pine Mountain Lake. They've been very gracious in assisting us in this situation. And so we are well aware that that is a priority in the community and we're working hard to get that done.
People, too, are always interested in development projects being proposed for the county. What can you tell us about projects right now and things going through the review process?
Sure. We have a high development project load right now, which is encouraging. And it's a wide variety of projects. We have small commercial projects going through. We have redevelopment on sites. We're also getting a lot of interest in cell phone towers from various cell phone companies that are responding to some funding, availability of some federal funds to not only improve coverage, but also put in towers to improve communication during natural disasters for first responders. And so we're getting a lot of applications like that. We do have an application for a so-called glamping project, which is sort of fancy camping, I suppose, fancy camping over in Groveland. And we are processing that application right now. There's a lot of interest in sort of commercial recreation development outside of the Yosemite National Park area right now. We don't have any formal applications in, although property owners and applicants have been talking to us. So those are on the radar screen, but we'll deal with those when we see them. There was a mention of a project down at the Highway 120-108 intersection that's been in our planning process for over 10 years now. And, there every once in a while that project comes back and we do make some progress forward. And so we have been talking with them about sort of what they would need to do in sort of restarting any of their environmental documentation and their any of their technical studies. But in terms of a hearing date for that project, that's still a ways away. So, you know, we'll be putting that through our standard process to make sure that we go through the right steps and notify the public as that project moves forward.
How about home building? Are you getting many building permits pulled? Brian Bell?
Yes, we are having, we had a significant increase in new home construction permits applied for and underway in Tuolumne County this past year. Those projects have ranged in size from your average size home to some extremely large homes. So that in and of itself is encouraging for home development in the community. We've also had some other projects that are notable that have been put out. We have our Safari Learning Center that is being constructed near Tuolumne Road, obviously providing very needed childcare services to the community, as well as our Tuolumne County Jail project, which is underway. That project is, as you can imagine, of significant size, and we're doing everything we can to help facilitate that. We also have Camp Berkeley, which is attempting to rebuild after the Rim Fire damaged the entirety of their camp down there. And we have a mixed-use development on Main Street in Jamestown that we're very excited for to have that begin.
Mixed-use development, what does that mean for people who aren't familiar?
The mixed-use nature of this project is retail establishments on the lower floor, and the upper floor areas will be apartments or dwelling units that will be available for rent, I believe.
So things picking up on the economy, it looks like, from all the building activity?
All indicators would be yes.
We need to take one more break. We're talking with a couple of guests from the Tuolumne County Community Resources Agency on this weekend's Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We're joined in studio this weekend by Brian Bell, who is the Principal Plans Examiner for the CRA, as well as Quincy Yaley, Assistant CRA Director of Development. We'll continue with our final segment in just a minute. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small.